It's crazy. Topsy-turvy. That's what the world is that we live in. Let's try to make some heads or tails sense of it with Peter Cardillo, Chief Market Economist at Spartan Capital, who rejoins us here on Business for Breakfast. Peter, hello, sir. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here. Okay. What the heck's going on right now, Peter? What's happening?
Well, you know, as you said in your opening comments here, seems to be a bit of a crazy situation, and indeed it is. I mean, if you look at the bond market today, you see yields are falling again. The 10-year is near the low end of its trading range here, and probably is going to crack this 150. Although I will say this, that we're waiting for a very key, important economic indicator this morning, and that is, of course, consumers' confidence. Now, I do expect to see a little bit of a pullback from the higher level, but still at rather elevated levels, which indicate that, you know, the consumer is still not really worrying and is not, certainly not worrying as the bond market is worrying. And so, and of course, that all is attributed to the fact that you have a very tight labor market, a strong labor market. And so as long as that continues, the confidence probably will remain elevated, and of course it attributes also to consumer spending. But at one point or another, that all could erode, and we could see a reversal in that. And I say that only because of the fact that we have a trade war that's continuing, and the rhetoric of the trade war is really gotten to the point where you would want to say, well, who do you believe here? Do you believe the Chinese? Do you believe Trump? What's going on? I mean, one day, you know, president is lauding the Chinese president. The next day, he's his enemy. And certainly the feud between President Trump and our central bank leader, Powell, is quite visible. And yet we see investors really not breaking down in terms of confidence. And so I guess until we have an erosion of that, we're going to see this market act somewhat bizarre. I say that because at times it just doesn't make sense. You would think with gold prices staying firm, not far away from their 52-week high, you would think that we would see more concerns among investors, and we're not.
Yeah, why do you think that is, given all things considered and what we're seeing with the bond market, of course, in the stock market, and as you're pointing out with gold, and you're seeing with what's happening with trade and these other global economic concerns? I mean, are investors complacent, or are they just encouraged by some of the fundamentals?
I think it's the fundamentals, and the basic fundamentals is the earnings. Now, you know, we're in the midst of this trade war, and yet we see the majority of companies continuing to do well and upping their forecast. So as long as you have that scenario, that seems to be a cushion. Now, that doesn't mean you don't get, you know, an horrific day in the stock market. Of course you do. We saw that last Friday. But then, you know, we came in yesterday, and, of course, another debatable quote from Mr. Trump saying that he got a phone call, the administration got phone calls from high-level Chinese officials wanting to make a deal 24 hours later, and
the Chinese are still not acknowledging any of these phone calls. Yeah, the whole thing is rather strange. But, Peter, one of the things that I want to jump into here with you is the impact of the trade war on the economy. I want to play cut nine here. This is Peter Navarro from, I think, on Friday morning, talking about China bearing the burden.
The market is reacting down 175 points to the Beijing move because the market sees the trade war and this retaliation from Beijing as evidence that prices are going to go higher and the economy is going to slow. Do you agree?
No, I don't agree. We've had these tariffs in place for a very long time. China is bearing the entire burden by slashing their prices, by slashing their currency value. And by the way, they are hemorrhaging their supply chain out to the rest of the world and back here in America. And that's good for America. So, bottom line is America is united behind President Trump in stopping China from stealing our technology or intellectual property and killing Americans with fentanyl. And I think for investors, be assured of this. Negotiations will continue as they have been. They will be done behind closed doors and follow Navarro's rule. If you hear anything about those negotiations and it doesn't quote somebody specifically on that trade team, then you're getting lied to.
Peter Cardillo, I don't think that China, you can really say that China has just been bearing all of the burden. I think there are two aspects to this. Yeah, so go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely not. I agree with you. And what else would you expect coming from Peter Navarro? Remember, this is his trade war.
It is. In many ways, it is.
So, he's a hawk on trade. What he forgets to tell you is that, yes, the Treasury Department is collecting billions of dollars, but who's flipping that bill?
Yeah, well,
the corporations and investors.
Exactly.
So where is China really flipping the bill? This is what I'm saying about the rhetoric.
Well, they say it's currency devaluation. Currency devaluation. President Trump even said this. He said, quote, they've put a lot of cash into the system, and that's kept the prices at bay.
Okay. Okay, so they have a weapon, don't they? They have a weapon. It's just not like they're, scratching their heads and say, "Oh my God, what are we going to do now? We can't. We run out of ammunition." That's not the case at all. And I'm not defending China in any way. Let's understand each other. All I'm simply saying here is that we're in the midst of a trade war, and you can't get us. You can't get a straight story out of Washington, and obviously you can't get a straight story out of China. But the facts are that China is not flipping the bill of this trade war. The U.S. is. And so I don't know, why the market doesn't really react to that in a more negative way. And I think it goes back to what I said before. We still have great earnings, and that's the fundamentals of the stock market.
That's true. And what I would say, too, is this, Peter Cardillo of Spartan Capital, and that is that there are two impacts to a trade war like this. Number one are the seen impacts. If you actually have jobs cut or investment that's reduced or prices that go up, you also have the unseen, which goes to the investment that might otherwise have been injected into a company, into the economy, into the market, if not for the trade war. Because a lot of businesses are holding back on their additional investment, or investors saying, I'm not going to give to your company at this point in time because I'm not sure what the lay of the land is going to be. And that would be the unseen impact of the trade war. And they're just as important.
Exactly. And, I'm glad you pointed it out, because we've said this many a times on your show, that the economy is actually being held up by the consumer. And as I said at the beginning of the program, why? Because we have a tight labor market, personal income is still rather strong, and we have confidence that's still strong. And so if you add all that up, the consumer is saying, hey, I don't see any real signs of danger here. But let that job market turn around, or let consumers' confidence drop rather sharply due to some event. Again, the jobs market obviously would probably do the trick, but some other event as well. And all of that will change. And that is what I think is what we're seeing. What the bond market is flashing.
I want to ask you to expand upon the bond market issue for a moment, Peter Cardillo. I'm looking here, the 10-year yield, 1.505%, 2-year yield at 1.537%. Does it look to you like we may see a sustained inversion?
I think we're going to steepen a little bit further. And if the trade war should abruptly come to an end, which I still am holding out, I think he will pull this over. I believe that. Then I think you'll see yields shoot right back up. If that doesn't happen, then you can see a steepening, and you'll probably see the 10-year get down to about maybe 1.39, 1.38 percentage yield factor.
Well, and Peter, do you think then that the reason that bond yields are going lower as they are is because people are looking at, despite the stock market still being high, that people are looking at the bond market as the safe vehicle to go to?
I think so, but I think it's more, at this point, I think it's based not so much on fundamentals, but more on speculation. And I think the bond market is sending a loud message. The trade war, if it doesn't end soon, is going to cause a recession. So you need the Fed to cut rate. But then there's another problem here. And the problem is that the Fed chose to battle with that one individual who can find to in the economy and, you know, not and hold off and keeping holding off, and that would probably bring us closer to a recession. And I'm saying that he's wrong, because he's right, because the Fed is right. We still have strong consumer confidence. We still have strong consumer spending. We still have a strong labor market. So until these three factors weaken, there is really no reason for the Fed to cut rates. Okay, they made a midterm adjustment. Fine. Okay, but should there be a rate cut based on today's fundamentals? In September, the answer is no.
Well, and Peter Cardillo, I'll leave this as a final thought for you to respond to, and then we'll cut you loose. If the trade war and concerns about the trade war, what's driving down the bond market and having these other economic effects, the notion that the Fed can swoop in and save the day is fairly well just ridiculous.
I sort of agree with you on that, especially if the trade war, you know, continues for a substantial period of time, that you're probably correct on that. But again, I think it's, you know, we're fighting, the White House is fighting two battles here, the trade war and the Federal Reserve. And that doesn't bode well.
Yeah, and I don't understand the fighting the Federal Reserve component or the comparison of Jerome Powell, Fed chairman, to the chairman of the Communist Party in China, but that's for another time. Peter Cardillo with Spartan Capital, chief market economist there. Always great to check in with you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.